זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו, ישמח למבקשי השם, ישמח למבקשי השם. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו, ישמח למבקשי השם, ישמח למבקשי השם.
Preparation for the lesson from the writings of the Rabash, Volume 2, What is We Have No King But You in the Work. When one starts noticing how far he is from the will to bestow, and how he is totally immersed in self-love, and he sees his deficiencies in the way that he never dreamt that he would, and be so remote from the work for the sake of heaven, and he starts thinking that surely these strange thoughts came to him from the Sitra Achra, who influenced him with these thoughts and desires that are not becoming anyone who desires to be a servant of the Creator, not even for a simple person who is not engaged in the work. These thoughts are not becoming also. Then one must overcome by his faith in the sages and believe that all these thoughts come from above, meaning that the Creator sends it to him. And he must not think that these are new thoughts and desires, meaning that they were not already inside the person and that they just now came to him. This is not so. They were already previously inside the person, though yet unrevealed to him, for the fact that nothing is done unnecessarily. But now, when one desires to walk in the path of truth, and he wants to correct himself, it is revealed to him from above the things that are inside of him and are not visible outwardly. And now, when one seeks to correct himself, he is shown these thoughts so that he will know what to correct. And for this reason, one must not be surprised when he feels a descent, as if he was cast down from above. To the contrary, this is precisely when one must believe that the Creator cares for him and guides him, in a way that he will have the ability to reach dvekut, adhesion, as it is written, and to cleave on to him.
It's not by chance. We are working in a system of laws. There was a breakage, and what is revealed after this breakage, everything that should be revealed. And we, in a work, determine the pace in which it will be revealed and our ability to accept these reshimot which are revealed. If we are prepared, we will receive them with joy, because each time when something is revealed, it is revealed in order for us to overcome it. If we are not prepared for it, you feel this revealing of the reshimot as a descent, as bad states. It can be among friends or in the world, as disasters or wars, or natural disasters, and the form in which it is revealed depends on us. But the fact that they must be revealed, there's no doubt about it. There was a breakage already, and everything is revealed out of this breakage. Therefore, meanwhile, when things are revealed, one should understand that the fact that they are revealed according to plan. But in this plan, he had the opportunity to prepare himself and then to receive all these news, the new states, as Achishena. I would hasten it. Understanding that it was for his own good, understanding that it's for his own good, that's according to preparation, and immediately to overcome them, to continue ascending, and more so he is glad in each and every moment. It doesn't matter what is revealed, he doesn't fear the future because he prepares himself. He has a group, he is connected to the Creator. He has prepared the Kli. Now he only needs the deficiencies, the broken of the Shemot. Where are they? This is called I Awaken Dawn. I am waiting for these broken of the Shemot to face them and to ascend to them. Lord's mountain. Therefore, nothing that comes to him in the present, he comes to it with some claims or complaints because he's prepared. He understands that these are parts of his broken soul which are revealed. Also about the past, he needs not regret. And many people regret the past. And despair comes, and disappointment, and people eat themselves. They're disappointed. How did I do it? Why didn't I succeed? What happened to me? I went through life in this way or that way. All kinds of shapes and forms, and one does not understand that it was all revelation of the Rishimot. Whatever happened, happened. He needs to accept it as there is nothing else besides him. As we know that one goes out and works all day, and in the evening, whatever he received, he should say there is none else besides him. During the day, he should say, if I am not for me, who is for me? And to work very hard. But in the evening, he should say, I would return anyway if I worked or I didn't work anyway. The Creator arranges all things, and I would come to the same state exactly, just as I am in right now. Therefore, about the past, we also cannot say a thing. This is what should have been. It is written in advance. I made my efforts. I didn't make efforts. I don't understand it. But this is where I should have been. Only about the future. It is possible. We must prepare ourselves. To what? Whatever is revealed must be revealed. These are parts of my soul, that's clear. Everything depends on me. How I accept this as ready or not ready. And I should bring myself to a state that everything that is revealed, I will bless about. I'm glad about the evil that is revealed. This is with respect to a person. It is the same with respect to the world, because the particular and the collective are equal. And a person who is in a group also. What does it mean? That the world is in a descent, receiving blows. Every day you can see how, to what extent what we are speaking about is revealed. It is actualized every day. You cannot run away from it. But everything depends on the preparation. With the world also. Therefore, we should tell the world that if we would prepare ourselves, we will receive all these shatterings, all these parts, broken parts, which must be revealed. These states must be revealed, but we will accept them differently. We will see them as states by which we can overcome each time. Also, the fact that all of us are beginning to be prepared for them, if with the integral education or the wisdom of Kabbalah, if the world only knew what the system is, what is the plan, and how we should have received it, accepted it correctly, even if we're not prepared, only knowing about it will bring us to a state of state in which the whole world will accept it, receive it in a totally different manner. It's not that these manners will be evil and we will bad and we will accept it in a good way, easily. Take it easy. No, no. We know from our perception of reality that if we will prepare our vessels to connect, to unite towards bestowal, then we see these things differently, just as he tells us in the concealment and the revelation of the Creator. What does it mean? The Creator is revealed to us each time more and more, the power of bestowal. According to how much we adapt ourselves to Him, we accept Him as good. If we don't adapt ourselves, we accept Him as evil. In concealment. And this concealment shows us the world as evil. So personally and also collectively, with respect to a person and a group and the world, the same law occurs. To the extent that one adapts himself to bestow to the Creator with connection, unity, they change perception of reality at that. They understand that what is revealed is revealed in order to correct it immediately, right now. Just as Baal HaSulam says that the evil which is revealed, place your eyes upon them and they will become a sack of bones. So this all depends on how much one prepares himself, in himself, the group, and the world. And this is what we are responsible at. Preparing the whole humanity, particularly and generally, to the revelation of the Creator in understanding. As he writes, it is written, it was good. And then you can see why, I don't remember how to put it. In short, that the Creator enjoys the fact that we prepare ourselves in order to reveal His actions as good actions, although they are about to be revealed with respect to our evil inclination, our present qualities, in an opposite way, evil one. To the extent that we prepare ourselves, with this, we give Him contentment. Any questions?
Denis from Moscow is asking, what does it mean to be ready for the disclosure of the Reshimot?
I am in a state which is called the point in the heart. This is my spirituality. My corporeality is this donkey beside me, the point in the heart and the desire. Around this point in the heart, I should construct the image of the Adam or the image of the Creator. It's the same. The Creator, in order to draw the person closer, it brings him to a group, to the teaching, and begins to reveal his Rishimot. The whole world advances according to this Rishimot, but we are not speaking of these Rishimot by which the world advances, because these Rishimot are before the individual work, before the recognition, where are they advancing to? We are already recognizing the state to some extent, that we are advancing in order to discover the Creator, for the revelation of the Creator. These Rishimot are revealed and they demand correction. Evil is revealed, which I should invert into good and to clothe the Rishimot, meaning the will to receive, above which there is a screen, Masach and Or Chozer, reflecting light, and the will to receive will be tied, connected to the Masach and the returning light. This is the preparation. To the extent that the Rishimot are revealed, and I, in advance, have prepared the group, myself, the teaching, in order to accept these Rishimot in a way which, all the more so, I want them. I awaken dawn. This means that I know everything is revealed for my own good. I'm prepared for the battle. And that's it. All the more so. Let them be revealed. I know they are good. Specifically by them I should grow. Just as I go to do some work, and I know by this work I will gain a lot. I have no fear here, because with faith above reason I prepare myself in advance to receive these things as coming from the Creator. And I have a group which supports, and Arvut with it. So why should I fear? In the reality, there is no reality. The fact that I feel, I depict something in with my broken vessels, if I connect them, I correct them with the direction to the Creator, I will feel the spiritual reality. This world will disappear. And instead of it, there will be a corrected desire, and in it I will feel the corrected world. The conditions are all here in order for me to arrange them, organize them correctly, and then everything will be good. The system is there. The connections are wrong. I should correct them. These connections to disengage the wires which are connected egoistically, seemingly to myself. Seemingly, this is a deceit. But to prepare them to be for the others, I should convince myself by the environment. When I begin to do this, I will see that this is the truth. This is a psychological matter at all. Convincing myself with the help of the environment. We see that many people in our world convince themselves with the help of the environment to do many things, to lose weight, to stop smoking, other things, alcohol and drugs and many other things. We should, there, all these environments which they build in order to strengthen themselves, there it is, the ego's reward, its gain. Therefore, there is a problem. We have a problem that they support the body, the ego, the desire doesn't support these things. This is why it is so difficult. So I need, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load, to be better connected to the environment and to put into it as much as possible. This is the only thing that could help. There are no other means. And then it is revealed to me that all these friends are not friends, all these rejections are not rejections, rather they are parts and powers of my own soul. There is only one soul. I reveal it, and in it the Creator is revealed. That's it? Yes.
A student is asking, how do we correct the wickeds that are being revealed, and what do we do if they remain static in as a bad state, those wickeds?
The wickeds, they stay static, that's not correct, because in each and every moment there is a revelation, new Rishimo. It's only that a person does not identify them. Can identify the changes in them. This happens rapidly in an infinite speed, this change in the Rishimot. But we, according to our sensitivity, we reveal each Rishimot like the 10th Rishimo, or only, or the 100th, or the 10,000th Rishimo, one out of 10,000. We're unable, according to the frequency or according to the small changes between them, we're unable. Like a baby who can't feel. How much does it feel from the world? The more he grows, he reveals more and more. Therefore, he is so impressed and enjoys. What did you find?
It's from letter 11 by Bala Sulam. I'm happy and rejoice about those corruptions which are being revealed. I'm happy when they come out of their holes, because you look at them and they will turn into a sack of bones, because the wickeds are revealed, because their revelation will be considered to a great salvation.
This is actually my work. There is nothing more. If you really focus at that, we will really be able to hasten times much. And the main thing is to walk with elevation, high spirits. If we're not prepared, we're descending. But you, it's not necessarily that you will be in a descent. You can go and be stronger and stronger if you are prepared to it. So you don't reveal that there is some blow now. No, there is no blow. The blow itself in the prepared vessels is revealed as honor, as attainment, as something good. It all depends on the preparation. And here, it seems that we are losing. The whole world is losing, that is clear, because it wasn't prepared. Now, he is beginning to be taught. You'll see how the whole world will be go through descents and ascents, but we should teach them, and it's a different teaching, but we should. We should also understand that until we help them advance, we will not advance. How does Bala Sulam say that he asked to descend from his degree in order to teach the nation, the public? Every Kabbalist, which is a guide for others, he depends upon them, because he cannot advance more than what he can take care of them. There's a difference in the degrees, of course, but he is held if he takes upon himself. He belongs, he has this role to take care of them. He will not ascend. He won't ascend according to his exertion. He should have ascended more, but he won't ascend. You have something about this?
He writes it in his prophecy, then my agreed, no matter what happens, even if I fall down from my exalted degree, I pray to the Lord to give me attainment and the ability to speak in a simple language and to raise them to the degree of Chokhmah as me.
That's it. Just as the teacher is towards the students, we are the same towards the world. If we want to advance, we have no choice but helping the world advance. Even though there's a gap between the degrees, we should rise in parallel, conversely. Therefore, we have to help the world rise, because if we don't, what kind of contentment are we doing here? Therefore, the question is thus. What can you do? This is called the sorrow of growing your children. And we see that even people who have children in our world, to what extent they are immersed in them and not in their advancement and something else. They are headed to katnut instead of being grown-ups. We should learn from nature that this is the way in which you advance. I am not able to advance by advancing by myself from the age I've received ibur yenika. And Mochina will achieve only by taking care of the children. And we can see it from the ladder of degrees. If I do not raise man from the lower, I cannot receive Mochin from above, meaning the light of Chokhmah in the light of Chasadim, to be clothed in me and to pass it on to the lowers. Meaning to be revealed, to reveal. It is only possible if you are not observing your own gadlut, rather how to grow he who should come after you. This happens also in this world as a replica from spirituality, and also in spirituality we should see it is so. Therefore, it is time to do actions of wide disseminations, and there is no choice if you want it or not. Without that, you will not advance. That's it. So we should understand these things, agree with them, and to actualize them. And then to see to what extent, especially they help us, to feel it better, to see it better, and to advance. Other questions? No, it's all right. None. But this is a very important passage, because a person truly bites himself about the life, his past, his present. He doesn't understand that about the past and present, they are sealed. And that's the way it should be. If I'm not for me, who is for me, and there is none else besides him, you should combine them. It's not day and night or day of work. Rather, it's each time, again and again, before the effort and after the effort. After it's gone, it's all in the ensof, and a person has no calculation about it. Rather, the calculation is for the Creator. We'll study this. It's as he says in Yavhemni, from behind and from before. If the action is wrong, then the Creator will remove it and place a different one instead. These are matters that we cannot yet know how it behaves, but about the past and present, we are not sorry. We're only sorry. No, it's not what we're sorry. We are in fear. Will I be able to prepare myself to give contempt to the Creator when the next Hashem is revealed? Yes.
Dan from Odin is asking, so in that case, if there is no personal scrutinize about the wicked's being revealed in me, there is something we should be happy and grateful about?
Why is there no scrutiny about it? I don't understand. But the fact that I should be thankful and to rejoice, that's for sure. But there's a matter of prayer. Why is there no personal scrutiny?
The question was, if there is no personal scrutiny.
I don't understand this question. What do you mean, is there or is there not? What is the personal scrutiny about the past and present? No, there is none. Because with this I come to, there is none else besides them. So what do I have to scrutinize? I only scrutinize my own attitude towards what happened. That's the only thing we should do. We don't change the reality itself. Reality changes according to my attitude towards it. That's it. I observe. I have some object and look at it in this way or that way. That's it. It all depends on the angle I'm watching at it. But he itself, it doesn't change. My perception changes. If my perception is egoistic or altruistic, with this I change perception of each and everything in reality. I change my senses. Not even my senses, because they are revealed, the ten sefirot, rather my will to receive, which stands behind them, is he equipped, defended, protected with a masach or not? But this changes it all. Okay, we will... Yes, quickly.
If the past and the present does not depend on a person himself, these are Hashemot, so on what does it depend if he can connect to his friends?
The past and present do not depend on a person and whatever he went through, you should say, this is what should have happened. That's the way it was supposed to happen. What else would you say? That something depends on you, and this is why you did it this way or not or that way? Meaning that there is besides him. Nesi. He determines what happened then, this way or that way, and he should have determined. Yes? If you are starting to think, I was able to do other actions connecting to people and I didn't feel like it, I stayed home, I didn't want to go over and to do some dissemination or something, and you're starting to think about yourself, why did you not do this yesterday? Or during the day, you're starting to think, why didn't I come to the morning lesson? That's it. And then, what happens? If you're starting to say, why didn't I come to the morning lesson, meaning I was the one who did the action, I'm the owner of this action, I could have come or not come, and I decided not to come, I had the excuses, such and such. Meaning, except for the Creator, there's someone else who acts in reality. I do, right? What are you saying? About this, it is written, I cannot dwell in the same room with him together. It cannot be. If you want to stay in the same place with the Creator, you must be erased, annulled. Then you are with him. That's it. About yesterday and today, you must just until the previous moment, not this present moment. Everything is revealed is called the past. And about this, you should say it all came from the Creator. That's the way it should have been, because he thought about it in advance, and this is how he arranged it. With respect to you, this is the way it is revealed, and you must thank for it, just as if you received a great prize about the fact that you did wrongly here and there. Why did the Creator cause it that you would be sorry, in order for you to say that it all came from Him, and to teach you in the future to behave differently? Yes?
And if we want to listen to your advice and give friends gifts, and we see we can't do it.
You can't do it.
Yeah, the friends don't operate, don't cooperate.
With presents, no, someone doesn't cooperate. I don't understand.
Or they don't react.
I don't know what you want to give them that they won't cooperate. With presents, you demand no exertion. You should only say, thank you, that's it. What gifts are you giving? You're saying that you give gifts and I tell them, guys, go and do something, this and that. Are these your presents? So what does it mean to respond? They don't need to respond. If you give a true present, a person is impressed from it, even if he doesn't want. He's impressed. He's included in this gift. And you see that by that, he thanks you. Until then, if you are not able to bring him to this impression, to this emotional outburst, it's not a gift. I think that you do not know how to give presents. I'm sorry, I cannot. We must end this lesson. Learn this. In the meantime, we'll go on to the next lesson.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson. No.